So today, this afternoon, I'm going to talk about California's heat campaign and an evaluation that we did in 2012 following the third year, the third summer that the campaign was up and visible in California. The campaign represents a multifaceted approach to protecting California's outdoor workers from heat illness. And the authors have no relationships to this close. I want to start by acknowledging our partners in this effort. We worked very closely with Cal/OSHA, as well as social marketing and media firms, and UCLA Loesch and the Western Center for Ag Safety and Health, leading the outreach and education efforts in different regions of the state. So first of all, the target audiences, the campaign came about because the California legislature mandated and allocated funds telling the Department of Industrial Relations that there had to be a campaign for non-English speaking workers in the state to protect them from what is a very preventable issue, which is heat illness and fatalities that were being seen, particularly among agricultural workers, that were, you know, causing a lot of political reaction. And so one of the challenges is that the target audience is really diverse. It's prioritizing three industries, agriculture, construction, and landscaping. And within agriculture, it's not just Spanish-speaking workers, but there's a big indigenous community of workers. There's also, in California, Punjabi farm workers and Hmong farmers who have small farms. And so all of these became part of the target. The campaign is very much grounded in California's heat law, the standard that was formally enacted in 2006 that has very explicit and has become more explicit requirements for what the employers need to provide in terms of water, shade and rest, training, and an emergency plan. And that became the framework of what we were also seeking to reinforce throughout the campaign. So the goals for the campaign and what we looked at in the evaluation, this is, as I said, the evaluation that I'm going to be describing today. The summary findings are as a result of the third year, after the third summer. It complements all the formative research that was done at the beginning to come up with the messaging and tactics and strategies for what we wanted to do, as well as an evaluation that was done in 2010, right after the first summer, that looked at short-term outcomes, but also it tested the responsiveness to all the materials and messages developed. But so our goals are, we want workers to adopt heat illness prevention measures. We want them to be drinking water frequently, taking rest breaks to recover, asking for water or shade, speaking about the issue. But we realize that in order for that to happen, there has to be an environment supportive of prevention. So we also need to target employers to make sure they're providing water, shade, rest, training, as required by law. And so part of the campaign focus is also on improving access to those in the work sites. Thirdly, we want to engage community support networks, and there's been a tremendous amount of work done to connect with a wide variety of community organizations, be they worker centers or churches and schools, migrant education programs, so that they can become part of the vehicle to disseminate and hopefully, as we do that, establish a community norm that heat illness prevention requires action at the worksite and community. And finally, increase Cal/OSHA visibility as an agency responsive to workers' needs. So just quickly, because this presentation is focusing on the outcome, but a big component of the strategy is the media, which we saw as not just reaching workers, but also employers and that community support network. And hopefully in that way, starting to promote exchanges, as families are here seeing the media, hearing it, organizations, so that workers are being supported, the message is mediated through these different people in their network. There's also the community train-the-trainers, which aimed to increase the capacity of that support network to address heat illness. And although we did not work on this, very much supported by Cal/OSHA's own enforcement efforts to reach employers. And just, again, quickly showing you some of the billboards, English, mostly in Spanish, but really central to the idea that water, rest, and shade are essential to the way the work is done. The work cannot get done without them. And also the messaging creating positive associations between the heat illness prevention measures and the concern workers have to be able to be working healthier, stronger, more productive. And as we developed a range of low literacy materials, it just shows the fact sheets. These were done in four languages, But really, this is just, as I mentioned, one example of a whole array of materials that's available that employers and community groups have been using to train, as well as promotional items. So what did we do in this evaluation? First of all, we wanted to hear from workers, employers, and the community-based representatives, and so we did intercept surveys, and 522 workers were reached through these intercept surveys selected in different regions of the state where there had been media presence and some presence of the campaign. And we supplemented that with focus groups. As you'll recall, I said the target audience was very diverse. The evaluation cannot obviously go into depth to all those target audiences, but we wanted to get some feedback through the focus groups on like the Hmong farmers and the Punjabi farm workers. We also did key informant interviews with employers and employer representatives, as well as phone surveys with some of the TOT participants, employers who had come to train the trainers we conducted, and phone surveys with 87 community-based organization representatives who had participated in the train the trainers throughout the state. Now, in terms of, I'm going to first just show some highlights of the workers, but acknowledging that in the intercept interviews, over 60% of the workers worked in agriculture, 20% in construction, and about close to 15% in landscaping. So here's the broad stroke findings of what we found in the evaluation. The first, in looking at the exposure and positive associations with the messaging, and do people believe it's credible, it's relevant, believable, there were really positive findings in that respect, and a high rates of workers, employers, and community representatives reported being exposed, seeing the campaign or hearing it on the radio, and having a positive association with the messaging. Workers and employers have also been reporting changes in their behavior as a result of the campaign. There's also evidence of increased community capacity in the way, in the form we were able to engage local organizations who then reported reaching thousands of workers. And at the same time, we are hearing about the important barriers that remain that we need to continue working on to make a difference in this sector. So as I mentioned, workers, this is the worker-reported behavior. And as you'll see, what they're reporting doing this year in comparison to prior years, there was a significant difference in how they're viewing what they're doing now as compared to before in terms of drinking water frequently. That was the most commonly reported behavior. About 98% of workers reported they were doing that this summer as opposed to before. Almost 80% reporting that they take rest breaks in the shade, and then the 40% saying they ask for water and a little bit less asking for shade. So we saw that as a very positive trend in terms of what they're reporting as doing now versus in the past. We did see, we also asked about communication behaviors. Are they speaking to the employer about heat illness? How about to their coworkers? Have they asked for water? I told you about the asking for water or shade, but have they reported a problem or called the Cal OSHA hotline? And you'll see that there is reporting of that behavior. One thing we noted, though, which is really just a note for future research, and it's not surprising, but the Mixteco population is in purple, and their percentages of reporting these kinds of behaviors of speaking up or asking for things on the job were much lower than the Spanish language and the Punjabi-speaking workers. In terms of employers taking action, workers reported that over 75% of workers said, yes, employers are now doing more to prevent heat illness at my job. They're making a greater effort to address heat illness. And what employers told us this is a subgroup of the TOT participants who said, what have you been doing differently in these last few years as a result, after being exposed to the campaign? A lot of them, a large percentage, as you'll see, over 80% said they're providing water, almost 80% they're providing shade and rest, and again, also training, high 70% that they're doing that. There's a lower percentage in terms of the emergency plan, and actually in terms of preparing workers for when an emergency happens, that's actually about 30% saying they're doing that now. This mirrors in some way what Cal OSHA is seeing in terms of their own enforcement, where they're reporting much greater compliance with the standard, particularly in the provision of water and shade, More the weaker areas have to do with the written plan and the emergency planning. Now, community groups also reported changes in terms of what they're seeing. For example, there's a couple quotes there, but saying that they have also been seeing the water and the tents in the fields, that now workers tell me they're getting water and shade, there are changes, and that there's more distribution of Cal OSHA's number and more visibility of Cal OSHA at the work site. But as I mentioned at the beginning, important barriers remain. We asked workers if they at any point had not followed, you know, the recommended heat illness prevention measures. Why was that? What were some of the issues? And you'll see that the top, the most frequent ones have to still do with that sense of the social pressure or the perception that does it slow the crew down or will others think I'm not working hard enough if I'm stopping to take this rest break or to drink the water, down to a third that report that still at some point in the summer, water or shade may not have been available. Another important component of the evaluation had to do with looking at what the community train-the-trainer programs were like, and we reached almost 500 people, just one shy of 500 statewide, from 193 different organizations, 87 of whom participated in an evaluation survey, and they reported reaching over 12,000 workers. Just an estimating, most of them did so by distributing campaign materials or being present in health fairs and passing out, but about half of them reported doing workshops or trainings, showing the campaign DVD, and about a fifth reported helping a worker with a heat-related problem, helping the worker think about getting more information or talking to the supervisor or giving them Cal OSHA's phone number. So just a couple of limitations in the evaluation is that everything is based on self-report, and we weren't able to have a comparison group, in part because we really tried to saturate so many of the regions in California with the, you know, media and the effort and really do a broad reach, so we weren't able to compare in that way. But as we step back on the campaign, and as I said, the 3 years effort that it's been, I think that what we're seeing is the benefit of this multi-pronged approach that really has had the media presence and increases the visibility of the issue, and in that way also the visibility of Cal OSHA, because Cal OSHA is very much branded on the ads, it's seen as part of Cal OSHA's effort, as well as supplemented by the outreach and education that I mentioned, and of course the enforcement presence for employers to know that this is something that Cal OSHA is paying attention to. So this quote is representative of many that we received that had to do with the benefits of this multi-pronged approach and of the sustained effort of having it really be lasting, you know, 3 years after the time of this evaluation, but really recommendations for the need to keep going on it, which is always the hard thing, but needing a sustained effort to make a difference. And that, I think, is where I'll stop. Thank you. Oh, this is the campaign website. If you wanted to see the materials, for the California, it's 99color.org, and then Fed OSHA adopted the campaign and has materials with just a more generic information contact, so you can also get the materials there.
Great. Time for one question.